The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Hope this message finds you well, mate. It's been a couple of weeks, so I just thought I'd touch base and see how you're getting on. As usual, I'm scratching around for some cash at the moment. I've had the odd day here and there on the building site, but the work's a bit too physical for me, and my back's given way, so I've handed in my notice. I think they were quite relieved, actually, because you know, I felt like they were carrying me. But I mean, anyway, I'm actually hoping to raise £70 so that I'll be able to apply for a plot of land on a nearby allotment. Got some quite ambitious plans to grow some vegetables for me and Anne, who seems enthusiastic about the idea. So, but it's hard to tell if she really is or not, because I don't, you know, she doesn't seem to care about much. Monty Don's been a huge inspiration to me, actually, because he's a delicate soul and he's had lots of issues himself. And, you know, if he can grow things in the garden, then, you know, why can't I? Yeah. To be honest, I'm just trying to find ways of keeping the blood pressure down at the moment. The Restaurant Group PLC, they own Frankie and Benny's, and they're in the process of countersuing me because I've yet to cough up the legal fees for when I lost the case to Frankie and Benny's. And again, you know, I'm forced to represent myself, and they are a multinational organisation. So it really is David versus Goliath. But, you can't get blood out of a stone, so I'm going to have to dig my heels in and refuse to pay. I don't have a legal argument. I just don't have the money. So being hands-on with the earth seems like it's distracting me a little bit at the moment. Anyway, I know you've been in Poland sourcing copper with Laszlo. Hope that's worked out okay for you, mate. Anyway, speak soon. Be good to catch up. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. No, it was Slovakia, actually. We flew to Poland, but we crossed the border into central Slovakia. It's all very promising. The good thing about Slovakia is the copper's very cheap because there's lots of it. Look, I'm sorry to hear about Frankie and Benny's. They're obviously still pursuing you very aggressively. You'd think they'd have bigger fish to fry, although it sounds like they're probably going to try and make an example of you to deter others from trying the same. Very clever, really. Talking of fish, You know that fish scam where a sort of charming Cockney lad urgently bangs on your door and persuades you to buy a crate of frozen fish for 120 quid, only for you to buy it and discover that it's all off, and you've been lumbered with loads of cod or whatever. Well, Laszlo's just bought the rights to that practice, so to speak, and he's gone in with this Romanian crew, and they're delivering all over London as of next week. And Laszlo wants me to be a regional manager. So I've been invited to this soiree in Kensington to meet up with the powers that be. Anyway, I need a date, and I wondered if you would come with me. I'm guessing you've got a suit because you've been in court so much recently. But look, I'll find out about the dress code and on, but yeah, just seeing if you fancy that. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Wow, Slovakia. That's cool. Slovakia. I'm trying to remember what Slovakia is famous for. I think it's the geographical midpoint of Europe. I think it is. Anyway, the fish scam. No, I've fallen foul of that when I was still with Claire. He was so convincing, this chap. You know, I press-ganged Claire into giving me 80 quid to buy a crate of fish. He made it sound so fresh and healthy and such a great deal, you know, and it was all, he did the hard sell, and I got so whipped up into a hysterical state that I practically pushed the 80 quid into his hands. So excited was I to get my hands on this fish he'd been banging on about, you know. Of course, yeah, most of it was off, as you say, and the stuff that wasn't off, I tried to make into a stew, which Claire refused to eat, and she just called me an absolute mug. This was before we had Jamie. Anyway, I was seriously unwell for about 3 or 4 days after eating the stew. But I'm pretty sure it generates quite a lot of money, though, that business, because I'm probably not the only one to get taken in by the promise of fresh fish. And also, I'm pretty sure the guy selling it didn't know it was off, because, you know, he seemed really, really lovely. And why would you want to make people really, really unwell by selling fish that's gone off, you know? So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Look, mate, I'd be delighted to come with you to Kensington to mix with these Romanian businessmen. It sounds like a James Bond film. and I'm available all the time at the moment. Yeah, although I do have an interview with the people who run the allotment coming up on Saturday morning. They're quite well-to-do, elderly, conservative people, you know, so I'll have to play it quite straight. So as long as that doesn't clash with the Romanian soiree, then it's a big old yes from me. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. I've no idea what Slovakia is famous for. I don't really give a fuck. It's got cheap copper. That's all I care about. So this soiree is on Friday. So it definitely won't affect your allotment interview, meeting, whatever. And look, you're doing me a favour, mate. So look, I don't mind covering the fee. So just a heads up. This Romanian organisation, they're all gay. And they're very particular that they only work with other gay men. It's just how they roll. A lot of them met in prison back in Romania in the 90s. And they made a pact to just work with gay men. It's just how they do business. So I've said I'm gay and that you're my boyfriend and that we've been together for a while. So if I pinch your bum, don't react like you've been electrocuted. Just go with it. We should probably work out a bit of a backstory, where we met, name of our cat, that kind of thing. Because if they did rumble us, they'd probably kick the shit out of us because they're extremely violent. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Mate, I wasn't suggesting that Slovakia being the central point of Europe, you know, was interesting or anything. I just thought it might be nice, you know, you could just drop it into a conversation next time you're there, you know, just as an icebreaker, really. But it's you know, it's up to you. It's fine. Brian, mate, look, I'm not completely convinced that I'm the right man for the job with the Romanian soiree thing. I mean, God knows I'm not homophobic by any stretch. I'm really, really not, you know. My dad was. He was very, very homophobic. He used to get really hot under the collar about it all. And just, I remember him seeing two men kissing and just screaming, why? It was quite confusing. But no, I'm cool with it. I really am. It's just, I'm just not sure I'd be great at keeping up the facade, you know, especially as you say, if they found out we're not partners and they became violent, that sounds quite scary. Also, as I say, I don't have a problem with gay people at all. They're often, you know, really funny, but I'm just not sure I'm comfortable with you fondling my bottom. Not because it's not cool. I just don't know if my reaction would be convincing. Also, would we have to kiss as well? Because I haven't kissed anyone in nearly 2 years, and I've visualised kissing people as part of my therapy sessions to boost my confidence. But I'll be honest, you know, I've just never visualised kissing you, mate. It's no offence. I mean, you know, the 70 quid for the allotment would be great, though. So if there's any way we can, I don't know, work around it, I don't know. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, mate, I'm not going to drop a fucking fact about Slovakia into a conversation I'm having with a fucking Slovakian. You know, presumably they'll already know where in Europe their fucking country is, you know what I mean? Listen. Not long after I got married, in fact, a week after we got back from our honeymoon in Scotland, I was working as an antiques dealer, and I went to an auction in Derby. I stayed the night at a Holiday Inn that night, and in the bar that night, I met a printer salesman who looked like a good-looking Ian Hislop. Anyway, I went back to his room, and he fucked me, and I came in his mouth. And then we lay in each other's arms and watched a Bill Murray film. It was a really nice experience, and I mainly like women, but every now and then I really hanker for a man. I always have done. My first crush was with a boy a few years above me at boarding school, and we used to wank each other off and stuff. I've never really understood why people are so confused and constricted sexually by gender. You want something, you have something. It's simple. And look, I don't think we need to kiss, Rog. I'm not asking you to behave like Liberace or anything. I just want you to come with me to a party, okay? All right, mate, speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. My goodness, Brian, I don't really... I didn't know you were gay. I just presumed, you know, because you were married to Linda with two kids that you were not gay. You know, and that is my bad for jumping to conclusions. You know, I take the blame for that. I'm not sure what to say, mate. You know, you've obviously been suffering in silence for such a long time. I can't imagine what you've been through. Thank you for sharing, mate. That means a lot to me. I really hope you haven't had to put yourself in dangerous, vulnerable situations, you know, like with various sort of truck drivers and barmen and people that dig up roads and, you know, that sort of thing. I'm just off the top of my head, you know. I am shocked, if I'm honest, and I'm not sure what to do. Look, Brian, I suppose the first thing to ask is, you know, am I one of your male hankerings, so to speak? Are you attracted to me? I just need to know, that's all. I'm not sure I'll be able to reciprocate because I've never really had any homoerotic thoughts or experiences in my life, and I don't know how to process this, really. I'm really sorry if you think I've failed you, mate, in some way. I haven't meant to. I'm not very good at picking up on signs and things, you know. Also, you're right about the Slovakians probably knowing about their own geographical location. Yeah, I do hope that you don't think I was trying to patronise the Slovakian people, because I absolutely wasn't trying to do that. Okay, mate. Well, let's speak soon, okay? Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. It's got nothing to do with patronising Slovaks, mate. The ones I'm dealing with really couldn't give a fuck about geography. All they want to know about is if I've met Abby Titmuss, which is a bit odd. I don't fancy you, mate. Don't worry. Nobody is forcing you to come, but nobody else is offering to pay for your allotment membership either, are they? So look, I'm not gay. I'm not straight. I'm just me. I hope that's okay.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Oh, my God, of course it's okay. Look, and of course I can come to this Romanian gay prison party with you, you know? And of course I'll kiss you. If that's what's needed, then yeah, of course I will. Of course I will. And if you need to touch me intimately, then that's fine too. Okay? Because I'm not prudish and I'm not, you know, I know I can seem a little reserved, but I'm into things and I've got absolutely no problem with any of it at all. It's all fine. I'm looking forward to it, actually, mate. I'm totally up for it. Okay, lots of love to you, mate. Okay, bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Okay, look, thanks, mate. So I'm going to get you something to wear, because that suit you've got from Next or whatever, it doesn't really tell the right story. And do please calm down, Roger. It's me. It's Brian. I haven't suddenly turned into Freddie Mercury, for Christ's sake. I can hear you're all panicky. You're trying to cover it up and sound super confident. So just fucking relax. All right, it should just be a laugh, okay? All right, mate. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Thanks for a good, fun night. I did make the allotment interview, but I'm not sure how it went, in all honesty. I had to run there straight from the party, and I was still wearing the sailor suit with my sort of bottom hanging out the back of it. You were right about the Romanians getting the irony of that costume. I thought it was good fun. Also, the amphetamines hadn't worn off in the interview, so I know I wasn't myself. I think I garbled quite a bit. Panel was predominantly ladies from the WRI and old members, one of whom was very warm and keen, but I don't think he could persuade the others. I think I was seen as a bit of an unknown quantity. It's a shame, because I had the cash, which Olaf had been shoving into my mouth. My God, he's got fingers like cigars, hasn't he? It was quite a party, wasn't it? Not like anything I've ever really been to before. Hope you managed to get some business done. We were separated quite early and I saw you go off into the office. So I think, I hope it went well for you. Things got out of hand my end. I just went along with it because I didn't want anyone to think that I was a prude or prejudiced, which I'm absolutely not. Very open-minded. Also, I didn't want to get beaten up. Anyway, I'm a bit sore downstairs now, in all honesty. I suppose I'm gay now. I don't really know. I'm a bit confused. I was wondering if I should tell Claire and Jamie. Maybe I won't do that just yet, because I'm on a bit of a come down at the moment. Anyway, I hope all's well and the fish thing bears fruit. Slovakia is the joint 8th newest country in the world. That was the fact I was trying to remember, so maybe drop that one in or not. It's up to you. Okay, mate, I'm meeting Anne for a cup of coffee now, so I'll see you soon. Okay, bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.